Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Gillian, good afternoon. Just on GDPR and nativity plays and the world gone mad. let's stay on the topic, Gillian. What happened?
Thanks for talking to me, Joe. I feel this is kind of something that we need to chat about, because recently my son's nativity play was on and I couldn't make it. You kind of get the dates a couple of weeks in advance, and unfortunately I had to go away. It had been pre-booked. So we spent weeks, you know, rehearsing the lines and getting him ready. He's 6 years old, and I just kept reassuring him that even though I couldn't go, Daddy would, you know, record it and take photos, mm-hmm. and I'd be delighted to see him. But of course, then GDPR is announced, and nobody can take videos or photos because of GDPR and consent.
And who says this? Who said this?
The school. This just comes from the school, yeah. And I've spoken to a lot of my friends now who've also had this kind of quoted at them. But I've also spoken to other friends who haven't. So it seems to be very school dependent. And I just think, I have spoken with the school about it. And I suppose, I think, in fairness to schools, they're doing their best. And they're as bamboozled by GDPR as everybody else. And I suppose they can't all hire in GDPR officer, the next person. So for fear of it, they're just bringing in these bans. But it's very unfair. I mean, these are hugely memorable, kind of important occasions. And, you know, there's lots of daddies and mammies who can't be there because of work and different things. And to just be told you can't take a photo of them on the stage, or you can't, record it, I think...
Let's be clear about this. The Office of Data Protection say... taking photos at school events, there is nothing in GDPR preventing people from taking photos at school events. Parents and families should consider the wishes of others and any internal rules set by a school or the event organisers. However, data protection law should not stop parents and family from taking photographs in general, particularly where they are done in a purely personal capacity and not used in any commercial context or published online. Where schools or organisers want to take some official photography, they won't be able to rely on personal exemptions, which parents may rely on, but still organise for photographs to be taken once they consider and comply with the obligations as data controllers. In other words, you have permission. You can take photographs for your personal use, but you want to post them on social media, you might need, the way I'm reading it is, if somebody objected to their child being in the background, being one of the three wise men or something, that you could, and photograph, they could ask you to remove it, and they say common sense should kick in. But GDPR does not ban photography of nativity events.
No, it doesn't. And I think we're all used to having GDPR quoted out for lots of different things where it's not actually true. I mean, recently I was trying to change my phone and I was asking what minutes I used last month, and they couldn't tell me in the phone shop what the minutes that I used. So, I mean, I think we need to question it more. And I think people are quoting it in lots of different places incorrectly. I mean, if, for example, the play now that I've missed out on, I was one of the few people who actually questioned it, because I think when people hear GDPR,
It's come and gone.
It's come and gone. It's over. I've missed it. And I didn't see any of it. That's it.
And there was no photography allowed?
No.
And did the school say, did they use GDPR, CAPG, CAPD, CAPP, CAPR? In other words,
they did.
The
four
state,
letters, yeah.
the legislation.
Yes, and I've since gone in to speak to them, because I feel quite strongly about it, and like that I got information from the data commissioner, and the school didn't even realise, I suppose, themselves, that they, you know, probably shouldn't be quoting this, because it's not, and I just explained, look, under GDPR, it's not covered, and there's also the household exemption clause in that, so any picture that you take that you only intend to use yourself for your own memories and your own photo album, no consent is needed.
Well,
you know?
I bought tickets and went to Hozier last night in the Three Arena in Dublin. Now, incredible concert. He's an incredible performer anyway, and to a lot of his followers, he's messianic, but it was an incredible show, and Freya Ridings was brilliant as well. But they said, the ticket I have says, show recorded, consent to be filmed. In other words, if you were arriving with your ticket with this on it, you are giving consent to be filmed.
And I think that was it.
So could schools do that at the beginning of the year?
I think what I was advised is, in a public place like a concert or something like that, it might come under slightly different rules. But when it comes to something like a school performance where everybody there, you know, is there for, I suppose you're related to the people, I think there's slightly, and I suppose this is where the confusion arises, it's slightly different. What I have understood is that the school, at the beginning of the year, the school will ask you to fill in consent forms, and that is in case the school wants to use something for their own newsletter or their own Twitter feed, let's say. So you give consent or decline consent for that. But they're confusing it then, saying not everybody here has given consent for photographs when you're at a school play. But that actually doesn't apply, because that's a different thing. That's the school need consent to use it for the school, but we don't need to give consent. But yes, we're all having it quoted at us, and we're all missing out, well, I feel, on big important events because of it. So I felt it was a big enough issue to raise, even for next year or for like every single event in my child's life in school that I'm going to attend.
That's really unfair. That's really unfair.
It's gone mad.
Okay.
I'd love people to just consider it, and also to raise it. If they see it quoted, if they see GDPR quoted for things, you really need to question it and kind of say, is that, you know, really true? Because it's too important to miss out on these things for reasons that aren't true.
That's a great pity now. And that, did the school even record it, do we know? And they everyone's sad. You're telling me there was an event in Ireland recently attended by maybe 200 people where there was a stage and performers on the stage, beautiful children, and not one person took out their phone to take a photograph.
That in itself is
worth taking a photograph of.
Yeah. Well, Joe, it's policed as well. Like, you're being watched. Do you know what I mean? And so, like, woe beside the person who takes out the phone, because, and really behind it all, there's no reason why we shouldn't have been allowed. There was no legislation. There was no, you know, and I've missed it and it's gone. Felt very upset by it. And lots of mammies and daddies weren't there either, because they can't be, and you don't want to miss out on these. You know, and you can't even say that the school. One of my thoughts was, well, like you said, could the school record it and give it to us? But no, the school are into a whole other area of GDPR if they record it. So it really is only individuals who should be allowed to do it.
Okay.
So for everybody listening, question it if you hear it, and I hope you get to take a photo of your child as Mary or Joseph or whatever it is.
Okay, that's a good point, Gillian. Okay, maybe it'll alert people for next week that they should challenge it if they've been told. Okay, Gillian, thanks indeed, and a happy Christmas to you and your family. 51551.